Yeah, well, sometimes little things like that, I question in my head. Just like I said, it's just stupid sometimes. Sometimes I'll think in my head, how'd that guy get that antenna up there? What, he went all the way up to the top, and what made him decide to stick the antenna up there at the top of the rent fence? Things like that, you know, it's like, and how'd he get it up there? You know, security let him through and all that, and, you know, like I said, sometimes it's just little things. But yeah, I understand. I've understood since day one that, you know, even when Mount Clemens was messing up before, you know, I wasn't one to think, man, you know, you should get out there and get it straightened out. You know, you got a life ahead outside of these repeaters and outside of this repeater, but, you know, it just, you'll get to it when you get to it. You know, I always believed that, you know, that's why I never, you know, would say, you know, well, why don't you get out there and get it fixed, man? It's running like crap. The first time you repaired it, though, it was fantastic. It still works good, but I don't know if it's on my end or what, but the signal seemed to drop a bit. But it's not a big issue. If Detroit goes down, I can still access it. So, you know, that's like I've said to you before, lots of times, as long as I can access the two repeaters, you know, I don't care what brand radio or whatever I run, as long as I can hit the two repeaters, that's the only two anyway that are local there, Roger.